Want to perform? There's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
Yeah, we're back. Good Wednesday morning here. Still got some blowing snow out there. 17 degrees we got going on. Wednesday. I call this our Wednesday tradition. Got to talk with our good friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Stacy on the phone with me this morning. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, today we're going to be talking about something. This is called CNC arthritis. What can you tell us about this? Educate us here.
All right. So this is a type of a common osteoarthritis where the cartilage in your joint of your thumb wears away. So this results in the pain and stiffness, loss of strength, impacting everyday activities to be able to pick up your glass of coffee, do writing, anything like that. So it's actually pretty common in more women than men.
Okay.
And more individuals 40 to 50 years old. And then also, if you have a family history of arthritis, that the genetics, you could be more at risk.
So you can be predisposed to this then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you can. And anything like a prior injury to your thumb or anything like that, you know, you can also then develop arthritis later, and then this could get worse. And then repetitive motion, say with your job, you know, repetitive gripping, joint strain, repetitive, say crocheting, you crochet a lot, or different things that you use your thumbs a lot with, you can be more at risk of causing this joint damage.
I have never heard of this in the thumb. Stacy, why does arthritis always seem to act up and get so much worse when the weather gets colder? Why is that?
Well, when it gets colder, I feel like it's your joints stiffen up, and that's a big thing with your joints, is they stiffen up and then it's hard to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get more pain with that, and then your swelling definitely changes with the different pressure in the weather.
So the CNC arthritis, because, I mean, the hand, I mean, it's so complicated, the bone structure in the hand and everything else. Do you see a lot of cases of these coming in?
We do.
Okay.
We do. We see a lot of different cases that we can work with them in therapy, modifying different things with their daily life. Sometimes maybe getting them a splint or a brace to help with pain relief, or just wearing at night. And then just different stretches and strengthening exercises to help prolong the use of their thumb and decrease that pain. And sometimes there are options of it is bad and they have to have surgery.
Okay. And that, but I mean, that I would imagine that's like the last available option, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Right. That is.
I love this segment. Always great information. Stacy, if people want to know more, talking about CNC arthritis, what is your number at OSPTI?
218-641-7725. And make sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Stacy, stay warm, okay? Great to talk with you. We'll talk again next Wednesday, all right?
Thank you. You too, Bill.
That is Stacy, OSPTI. Talk with our friends over there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Following the success of its 40th music anniversary and food festival in Minneapolis, Farm Aid said it's distributing over $1.3 million in grant funding this year to support family farmers, putting the proceeds of its annual festival to work to strengthen family farms and agriculture. Farm Aid's end of